All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. So our field of four is set for the college football playoff, and it really is not without that much surprise as you have the Alabama Crimson Tide, the top-ranked team heading into the playoff for the second time in the last 3 years, taking on the fourth-ranked Washington Huskies, and this game will take place at the Peach Bowl in Atlanta. And then you have the second-ranked Clemson Tigers out of the Atlantic Coast Conference taking on the Ohio State Buckeyes out of the Big Ten, and this game will take place at the Fiesta Bowl in Glendale, Arizona. Now, the one question that some people might have with this field of four, is due to the fact that Ohio State is in and they did not win the Big Ten Conference. Ohio State went 11-1 this year, but it was that rare scenario this season in the Big Ten where we know that the Big Ten East is so much more deeper than the Big Ten West is. And you had a situation where both Ohio State and Penn State went 7-1 within the conference. Penn State did have two losses. They lost out of conference to the Pitt Panthers, and they lost in conference to the Michigan Wolverines. But Penn State did beat Ohio State in head-to-head competition, and Penn State was playing some tremendous, tremendous football coming down the stretch. But you cannot overlook the body of work that the Ohio State Buckeyes had as they knocked off the Wisconsin Badgers, who won the Big Ten West. They also beat the Michigan Wolverines, who, even in losing the regular season finale to Ohio State, found themselves still in the top 10 of the college football playoff rankings. And they also went on the road and knocked off the Oklahoma Sooners, a team that won the Big 12 Conference. And just like Michigan, they are in the final regular season rankings of the college football playoff in the top 10. And this was an issue that the committee addressed when this college football playoff came to fruition several years ago, that, yeah, there is going to be a situation potentially where you have a team get in that does not win their conference, because at that time, the Southeastern Conference was still the most dominant conference in the nation, and people looked at the possibility of multiple SEC teams getting in. And obviously, if multiple teams get in from a conference, obviously there's going to be somebody that gets in that does not win their conference. It's just interesting this year being that, okay, Ohio State got in, they didn't win the Big Ten, but Penn State did win the Big Ten, and they did not get in. So, you know, it's one of those things. Penn State did beat Ohio State in head-to-head competition. You cannot take that away from them. Penn State did win the Big Ten and Ohio State didn't. That is something else that is very factual. It's just, you look at the overall body of work and you look at it and say, well, Penn State won the Big Ten. Penn State beat Ohio State, but is Penn State still a better team overall than Ohio State? And I think that some people out there are not fully sold on Penn State for that cause. But the bottom line is, you cannot eliminate Ohio State from the college football playoff. You look at the Clemson Tigers, and they went 12-1 this season. They won the ACC. They were a little shaky at times, but due to the fact that they knocked off some quality teams such as Florida State, such as Louisville, you can really not overlook their body of work either. And then, of course, there's Alabama, the only team in the field of four that is still undefeated. And I know that the SEC is not as good as it has been in years past, but the SEC is still a very quality conference. Alabama went out there and beat some good teams. You look at LSU, you look at Auburn, and you also look at Texas A&M. These are still solid teams, and Alabama just simply has distanced themselves from the rest of that pack in that conference. And then finally, the Washington Huskies. And I think Washington really solidified themselves by dominating Colorado in the Pac-12 championship game. Washington went 12-1 this year. They lost at home several weeks ago to USC, but they really turned things around, had a dominating victory over Arizona State, as well as winning the Apple Cup against the Washington State Cougars, which clinched the Pac-12 North title for them. And subsequently, they earned a trip to Santa Clara for the Pac-12 championship perfect game. Tremendous job by Chris Peterson and what he has done up there in Seattle in a brief tenure, in his brief tenure there, as he has gotten the Washington Huskies back to national prominence. Now, the two teams that I think probably had the best argument to be in the field of four that did not get there were the Penn State Nittany Lions and, of course, the Michigan Wolverines. Now, Penn State, like I said before, won the Big Ten. They were 11-2. They lost early on to Pitt on the road, and they were dominated by the Michigan Wolverines early this season. And then you talk about Michigan. You look at their two losses. They lost a heartbreaker to the Iowa Hawkeyes, and then they lost another heartbreaker to the Ohio State Buckeyes to finish the regular season. So Michigan could have easily been 12-0, and of course, they would have found themselves in the playoff, but that definitely is not the case. Now, Penn State's consolation prize is not a bad one, as they are heading to the Rose Bowl to take on the USC Trojans in a game that's coming up on January 2nd. So it's going to be interesting to see how Penn State rebounds, and I think they will be a very focused team, because if there's one thing that will get your focus back on track, it's that trip to Pasadena and the Rose Bowl. So I think the committee got it right. At the same time, this is a very tough task, and I know people are going to say, well, you know what, we should just expand the field to 8. That does not solve the problem, because if you go back to yesteryear, when you didn't even have the BCS around and you had one team possibly being a national champion, another team possibly staking a claim to it as well, it was a situation, well, we need to have these teams play. The BCS created that, where the top two teams faced each other, and there was sometimes a third and fourth team that had a beef and they felt like they should play. Well, the college football playoff has rectified that. And if you have 4 teams, there's always going to be the 5th team that has something to say. If you have 8 teams, there's always going to be a 9th and 10th team to figure it out. And I think the committee has really done a good job in a very short period of time in getting the 4 best teams in the nation to play for the national championship. And I think that is the way that it should be. 4 is enough for right now. It should stay that way for a long time, because I think the longer that you extend the college football playoff season, I think, or the college football season overall, I think, number one, you water down the product. Number two, you are putting an additional strain on these student athletes, which is totally unnecessary, because first and foremost, I think it's a joke to call them student athletes. It's more like it's athlete / student. So I think 4 is the perfect way to go right now. And I think because of that, I think the committee did a good job. It's going to stay at 4. It should be at 4. And I think we have 2 very good games on tap heading into the new year in the playoff. And then, of course, the national championship game, which will take place a week after that. So not to beat a dead horse, but the committee got it right. And these should be some very interesting games coming down between Alabama and Washington. And then, of course, Clemson and Ohio State. So, folks, that is going to wrap it up. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning into the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is an official sponsor of the Brooklyn Cyclones, who are a single-A affiliate of the New York Mets. And you can check out all of the fun and excitement next June at MCU Park in Coney Island, Brooklyn. If you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. Like I always say, if you follow me, it will be my pleasure to follow you right back. Also, there is the Facebook page at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. You can check it out, and you are more than welcome to like it as well. Also, be sure to check out blogtalkradio.com/300poundsofsportsknowledge this Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. on the West Coast, as I will be recapping the day's action from week number 14 in the NFL season. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.